going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your Newswatch continues. It's time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Dina Bass. Microsoft plays a pivotal role in the U.S. cyber defenses. Over the last decade, the software company has staffed MSTIC, or the Microsoft Threat Intelligence Center, alongside the FBI and other military and intelligence agencies. But that operation could become more complicated under President Trump. So, Dina, just how important is Microsoft to the nation's cyber defenses?
Microsoft has really become, very significant in terms of tracking nation-state hackers and adversaries from countries like China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, and figuring out seeing signals that would be difficult for to normally recognize that, and seeing signals that the hackers associated with those countries have infiltrated key networks, key companies, key infrastructure in the United States, and sometimes in other countries that are Microsoft customers. And the way this system has developed over the last 10 years is that Microsoft frequently, when it sees something, loops in the U.S. government and has developed kind of close partnerships, formal and informal, with people in national security apparatus, cybersecurity apparatus in Washington, D.C.
So is there writing on the wall, or why is it that people think that things could change under the Trump administration?
So, look, every time there's a new administration in Washington, companies like Microsoft, and there are others that do some of this work to track cybersecurity adversaries, those companies have to kind of renew some of their ties with agencies. With every new administration, there's changes, particularly to the political appointees at the top of agencies, but also just changes of, personnel. And so it's normal to have to kind of get used to a new administration. The Trump administration has had more upheaval than is typical for a new administration, though, as we've reported, others report, I'm sure you've reported, that in early April, the Trump administration ousted General Timothy Hall, the head of the National Security Agency and U.S. Cyber Command. There have been, situations around layoffs at different federal agencies, and that's a little bit more change than is typical. And so, this story, which was really a profile of MSTIC and what they do and some of the foreign adversaries that they've tracked, also raises the question of if there is that much upheaval in U.S. federal cyber defense agencies, what does that mean? What happens to those relationships, and, what happens to Microsoft and the other companies that work with the U.S. government if the people that they usually work with aren't there anymore?
Right. So it sounds like, MSTIC has to show whether or not its worth is viewed as highly.
Well, it's a question of what the Trump administration wants to do in these sorts of areas and what they find useful and who they want to run these sorts of things. In previous administrations, when we spoke to Ann Neuberger, who was the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber under the Biden administration, she and other people generally found what Microsoft was doing very helpful because, Microsoft has so many different products installed at so many different companies and agencies and organizations and government offices that, between that set a signal, and just the skill of the people that work at Mystic and their experience in this field, they are often able to see things and help piece together things. And the example that we started the story off with is that, you know, over the summer, Microsoft, Microsoft found a hacking group that ended up being linked to China that Microsoft wound up naming Salt Typhoon, found that they had infiltrated a major U.S. telecom. They shared that information with the U.S. government, which was separately seeing other such indications of the activities of this group, and that enabled the U.S. government to really track what this group was, what they were doing, and it was really a massive hack. It ended up impacting 9 different U.S. telecommunications companies.
Dina, thanks so much for the reporting. Looks like a fantastic article. You can hear our Tech and Business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.